Hello and good evening, dear listeners. Today, I'm talking about the Clever Hans effect. This term refers originally to a trained horse named Clued Hans, referred to in the literature as Clever Hans, who was taught by his master, William von Osten, to do math and to report on this math. So, William would ask the horse, ask Hans, to add 3 plus 2, for example, and Hans would tap his hoof 5 times. This may have seemed as if the horse understood not only the spoken word, but understood math, to mean that it was able to do mathematical calculations on its own, which was unheard of in the animal kingdom. Several scientists reviewed this demonstration and declared it genuine. However, when proper controls were put into place, it turned out that if the people who knew the correct answer to the question Hans was being asked were not within sight of Hans, Hans could not come up with the correct answer. His performance was later found to be due to the ideomotor effect, or to subtle cueing. What William von Osten was doing was, after he asked the question, he would, for example, stand a certain way or tilt his head a certain way, and the horse, Hans, recognized that as his cue to begin tapping. When he got to the right answer, then William would make another gesture, would stand up and nod his head, would give some indication that Hans had gotten the answer correct, so the horse would stop tapping. All involuntary, by the way. It's very important to notice that it was all completely involuntary, meaning that his trainer really wasn't trying to signal the horse to tell him to stop doing it. His trainer genuinely thought that he had an amazing math-doing horse, and he did not realize that he was giving off these subtle signals. So, it's actually very impressive that the horse was able to pick up on these subtle movements, which human beings couldn't right away. Eventually, of course, they did figure it out, but not in a blink of an eye, as did the horse Hans. And that's why we still call him Clever Hans, because he really was clever. And there are other examples of this same phenomenon occurring when scientists study animals and their behaviors, such as the Nim Chimpsky Project. Nim was a chimpanzee, and this project was studied in the 1970s. Nim Chimpsky is a play on words on Noam Chomsky, who is a famous U.S.-American linguist. So, there was scientific interest in primates' sign language training, and they thought that this chimpanzee named Nim had abilities of signing beyond other chimpanzees, to the point of almost a language that was being developed. But when they studied the research, they realized what was happening was that the monkey was simply imitating, more often than not, the hand gestures and arm gestures of the trainer, in order for the chimpanzees to obtain some reward, because he knew he was going to get a piece of food or something to that effect. And this is, again, another Clever Hans effect. The Clever Hans effect has plagued animal communication research throughout its history. It's very difficult to completely control for any subconscious or subtle cueing. There's also a lot of forced fitting going on with animal communication research. For example, in another effect, in addition to just imitating what the human trainer was doing, it's also that chimpanzees, or in some cases gorillas, would do almost random signs until they got the result that they wanted. And the researchers who were interpreting the signs would use a lot of the same kind of confirmation bias techniques that even ESP researchers and others have fallen prey to, like ignoring the first couple of signs until they got the ones that made some kind of sense, or saying that sometimes the chimpanzee has a sense of humor because he'll say things that make no sense, so when he makes sense, he's communicating. When he doesn't make sense, he's making a joke. And they have to ignore a couple of signs here or there in order to make sense. That's okay, too. So there's a lot of ways in which it can appear that an animal is communicating when, in fact, they may not actually understand syntax, understand language, or understand the words. But they are doing a learned behavior in order to get a result from their trainers. And one more thing. Even when a researcher is consciously aware that they don't want to give a Clever Hans effect by unconsciously cueing the animal, a lot of times they can't even help themselves. They'll do it without even knowing it. Actually, that's the key here. that it's all unintended and subconscious.